Thank you. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity to have to be with you once again. It's always a privilege to speak the Word of God. And I tell you, just to get into the Word of God, the Word of God is precious, it's pure, it's holy. It delights my soul. It's food from heaven. And I love it. Even when when the Word of God convicts me, I'm glad it does, because it helps me see myself. I tell you, the Word of God is what we all need, and we need to hear it. It needs to be preached. It needs to be preached line upon line and precept upon precept. Don't back up. Don't let up. And we need to know what the Word of God has to say. And we need to examine ourselves by that we might become a vessel for the finer, that the Lord can just deal with us and work with us and burn off the dross off of our lives, and that we might be pure, and we might be living a righteous life in Christ, and we might be able to be effective witness to a lost and dying world. People are looking in this world for peace. They're looking for joy. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for meaning. They're looking everywhere. They're trying this particular thing and that particular thing. They're trying this sin and that sin. They're trying to do everything they can to find the sense of meaning or being satisfied. And you won't be satisfied by the things of this world, the things that you can buy, the material things that you can obtain. They're not going to satisfy you. I'm talking about what you're seeking in your soul. You need to be saved. You need to be born again. You need to come to God. You need to get your sins forgiven, and then you will be satisfied. But you can obtain and gain all types of monies and material things and homes and lands and cars and a good job and all these different things, and everything can be going for you, and you still won't be happy. You still won't be really happy. What true happiness is without Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. And I tell you, in Him is fullness of joy. That's the only way that you're going to have real joy and real peace. That's what Jesus said. The peace I give, the world can't give what I give unto you. It's a difference. That's a different type of peace. When you have peace in your soul, when you've been saved, I tell you, He gives you that peace. I got a peace knowing that I'll never die in sin and go to hell. I know where I'm going when I die. I know that I belong to God. I'm not worthy of anything, but I know He saved me. He washed me in His blood, and I belong to God. And I'm so glad to know that He's got His hand on me. I'm glad to know that He sealed me with the Holy Spirit of promise until the day of redemption. I know I won't lose my salvation. I know that the devil can't get me. I tell you, I don't make me want to live and run after sin and partake of those things. It does not. I tell you, I love the Lord, and I just want to learn to please Him more, try to get closer and cleaner, and be more like Him. I tell you, don't make me want to sin against Him. I tell you, it makes me want to glorify Him. It makes me love Him more, because He loved me first, and that He eternally saved my soul from hell. And I'm glad to know that today. And you can know it too when you get saved. The Bible said that when we know we've been saved, we have love for the brethren. The Scripture says that we know that we pass from death unto life because we have love for the brethren. We love the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We love the Holy Spirit. We love the Word of God. We want to hear from heaven. I mean, not just be fond of it, but we love it, and we want to hear from heaven. We want to be fed by the Word of God. I tell you, we eat it. We want to eat more of it. You see, when you eat the Word of God, it's precious and sweet to the soul, and you just want to eat more and more and more. You want to learn more and more. You want to have the wisdom that comes from God. I tell you, you want to be instructed by His hand. You don't want to run your way. You want to be instructed by Him. The Bible talked about that the Lord's ears open to the cry of the righteous, and God leads His dear children along. Like that good song says, some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, and so forth, all through the blood. Like the song says, God leads His dear children alone. And I want to be led by His hand. And when we're led by His hand, then He don't lead us down in troubled waters. I tell you, there's times we get in trouble. There's times we get in a storm. And everything that happens, God can get glory out of it. God can get glory, and He does get glory out of it. But the Bible tells us that He leads us beside the still waters and He restores our soul. He helps us no matter what goes on. I tell you, there's times and we need to be restored. We need to be forgiven. We need to be cleansed, and we need to get closer and cleaner, be more like Him. And I'm thankful that He does, and He has mercy upon His people. He loves them. I'm glad to know that today, and I hope and pray to God today that you know Him, that you know Him as your personal Savior. And I tell you that you not just know about Him, but you know Him personally. But today, I tell you, the Lord is very righteous in all that He does. He's just, and He does hear the cry of His people. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 34, verse 14, it says, "Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry." I tell you, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we face. And I tell you, His eyes open, and the Lord permits things sometimes, and the Lord will get glory out of things. He'll help us to be able to grow, and we do our best growing in a time of a storm, when things are not going well, when things seem to be falling apart. That's the time to trust Him. That's the time to lean on Him. To just always remember that God hadn't forgot. God's ears open to you cry. He hears you when you pray. Even though you feel like He's not hearing you, He hears the cry of His people. And I tell you, if you'll come to Him and you're open and honest before Him, God's going to hear and answer your prayer, and He's going to do something. Now, first of all, if you're not, your heart's not right with God, you got to pray and ask God to have mercy on you. You got to be honest about your condition and confess your sins to God, and He will cleanse you. The Bible says if we confess our sins to God, He's faithful and just to cleanse us of our sins. He will forgive us if we're honest and we're open and we're sincere. And I tell you, when we come to Him, He'll forgive us. And then as we get sins forgiven there, not to be saved again, but to be restored back into His fellowship, then we can have confidence. Our heart won't condemn us, and we can pray for the petitions that are on our heart and people that's round about us that's asked us to pray. And the Bible said here, the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. You better believe that the Lord sees and knows everything. God can't look on evil. God's holy. But He knows what's going on. And He knows everything you do. There's nothing hidden in His sight. He knows everything you do. And who you do it to. What kind of knowledge you have when you've done it. I tell you, God's going to hold you accountable for these things. And He's going to deal with you. If you're not saved, I tell you, the Lord's going to deal with you and try to draw you a cord of love and for you to be saved. If you reject Him and you turn your back on Him and you run your way, I tell you, you'll die in sin. You'll die in your sin and go to hell. The atonement's already been made. The price has been paid. And all you got to do is come unto Jesus, the one who died and took your place and bore your sin and took your punishment on the cross when He died an awful death, that you could come and receive this wonderful salvation. And the Bible said the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. God loves every soul. He created mankind. And everyone that's been born since then, God loves every soul. God don't hate no soul. He loves everyone. And He's sent His Son to die for you and to take your place. And all you got to do is come to Him. The Lord loves everyone. The Bible talked about, but there's the evil. I tell you, the other words, when people commit sin and they run and they reject God, and I tell you, the Bible tells us that let a man know whatever he sows, that shall he also reap. You can't live a wicked life and think that you're going to be blessed. You cannot. The Bible says a wicked man won't live out half of his days. I tell you, he's going to die early. He's going to lose his soul. And he'll die in sin and go to hell if he never been saved and been born again. But there's good news today. The Bible said the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. When you get saved, that's when you're called righteous. That's when you're called the child of God. That's when you're called a saint of God. That doesn't mean that you're 100% perfect and that you won't make any mistakes. It doesn't mean that at all. That just means that we've been justified by the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. We're justified by what He did at Calvary and took our place and shed His blood. And then that precious blood, that sacrifice sacrifice of that blood has been applied to the doorpost of our hearts, and we've been made whole, and so now we are righteous. So the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. It didn't say we wouldn't have any troubles. It said He would deliver us from our troubles. He said He would be with us in the midst of the storm. He told us that He would be there. And He also told us to be a good cheer, little children. He said, I've overcome the world. He said, they persecuted me. They're going to persecute you. He said, I'll tell you that. He said, if you live godly in Christ Jesus, you're going to suffer persecution. And the Bible tells us And it talks about where it tells us that if we suffer, we ought to suffer as a good doer and not an evil doer. You're going to suffer one way or the other. If you're living for Christ and trying to live righteous, then you're going to suffer in this life. I'll tell you, you're going to suffer persecution. But be a good cheer. Jesus said, I've overcome the world. And on that, He gives glory unto us. I tell you, it's a joy to serve Him. There's no other life to live but the life of a Christian. But if you suffer as an evildoer, then the end of the matter is that you'll lose your eternal soul and it will ever die in a place called hell. But the Bible says here that He delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh to them that have a broken heart, and saveth such as be a contrite spirit. Now, if you want the Lord to save you, you want the Lord to hear your cry, and you want Him to forgive you of your sins, you got to, the Bible said, you got to come and have a broken heart. The Lord's nigh unto them that have a broken heart. In other words, you got to see yourself as a sinner. You got to see that you're needy. You got to understand that you're going to die in sin and go to hell. What I'm saying is, if you come to Him, and you may not know a whole lot about the Bible, you may not be able to quote any scripture, but if you're sorry that you sin, and you sin against God, and you want to be saved, and your heart's broke and crushed, and you're contrite, you're sincere, then the Lord is nigh unto you. The Lord will hear your cry, no matter what you've done, what kind of sins you've committed, and who you've done it to, as long as you hadn't blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, that's between you and God. And if the Lord's dealing with your heart, I don't believe you have. But I believe the door's open for you, and I know He's there, and He's dealing with you. He's calling you. You need to come to Him now. Don't push Him off. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. The Bible said today's the day of salvation. Don't put God off and say, I'll do it tomorrow, because tomorrow may never come. So you need to come when He bids you come, when He's dealing with your heart, when your heart's broke, when your heart's feeling crushed, and when you feel, really broke down, that's when you cry to God. You don't wait. You come to Him while He's dealing with you, or you won't be able to come at all. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while He may be found, and call on Him while He's near. Call on Him while He's dealing with you. Call to Him. The Bible said He's nigh to you when you have a broken heart. When your heart's broke, you're crushed, and you're crying out to Him. I tell you, don't break away. Don't let up till you know that you've been saved. Don't let up. Keep praying. Keep praying. Keep crying out to Him. Keep talking to the Lord. If you have to stay all night, I tell you, if you have to just break away from eating and everybody else, and just don't get out of that prayer closet. Get somewhere by yourself and don't let up till you know He saved you. And I promise you, you'll know when you get saved. When He gets alive in you. When He cuts out that evil heart of unbelief. When He cuts out that old fleshly heart. Puts in that old stony heart. Excuse me. He cuts that old stony heart out and puts that heart of flesh in you. I tell you, you'll know something's happened to you. You know you've been saved. He'll give you the blessed assurance when you get saved. I tell you, you just got to seek Him when you get saved and keep praying and reading your Bible. Get to a Bible-believing church, somewhere where the Lord is using them to speak the Word of God, and where you can be fed, and He'll bless you and use you. You can come to our church. You can come to King Road Baptist Church in Fayetteville, Georgia. Come on down and be with us there in the log cabin. The Bible, just come on and be with us. We preach the Bible, and the man of God is real, and he lives what he preaches. And I tell you what a joy it is. But the Lord will save you if you'll come to Him. God bless you. My time's coming on. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.